Bethel's Anna Hoffman and former Senate President Rick Helford are cheering Governor-elect Bill Walker's transition team. Walker is racing toward inauguration on December 1st. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more on the activity leading up to the new administration.
Hoffman and Helford are pulling together stakeholders in 17 topic areas, ranging from budgets and subsistence to the National Guard and education. Those people will attend this weekend's transition conference to prepare briefings for Walker and Milat. Hoffman says they're seeking a demographic that's representative of Alaska.
We're trying to reach out to a variety of age groups, males, females, Democrats and Republicans, and people that work in urban Alaska and rural Alaska, so that we can have all of those perspectives shared and can contribute to the end product.
Over the weekend, about 200 people will gather at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus with the incoming governor and Lieutenant Governor Byron Milat to dig deep into the state's most pressing issues.
We'll get together and identify the most significant areas of concern, areas where we can reach consensus and steps forward for implementation. And then also the groups will spend time identifying areas under those specific topics where the stakeholders couldn't reach consensus, but try to identify items that can be overcome.
Hoffman says the group will work more with policy issues and less with any personnel decisions for the incoming administration. Walker must submit a budget to the legislature in less than a month. While he's been campaigning around the state, the price of oil has dropped well below forecasts, leading to deficit spending for the legislature and lean budgets in the near future. Hoffman says the state's fiscal reality will play into every discussion this weekend.
I'm sure that all of the different areas, infrastructure and natural resources and public safety, revitalizing the National Guard, all of those areas, you know, I'm sure everybody would agree that they need more services. But before those discussions happen, participants will all need to understand what kind of budget constraints we are facing in the state. And with that in mind, what are the things that we can continue to strive toward?
Walker is slated to be sworn in December 1st. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.